Henry, for our reading. It's an amazing story that Henry has just read for us. I've spent a lot of the last week looking at the story, and I have to say I've seen more in it than I've ever seen before in my life, although it's a story I've looked at so many times. So as we come together looking at it this morning, let's pray as we come to God's word together. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word to us. Thank you that these stories of things that happened thousands of years ago still speak to us today, and pray that you will speak through your word to us this morning. Amen. So basically what we've got is a story about a group of men. We tend to think there were three of them, but we don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us how many men there were, just how many gifts there were. A group of men who went on a journey to visit a baby. How many people here have ever been to visit a baby? Yeah? Quite a few? Anybody travelled more than half an hour to visit a baby? Anyone more than an hour? Oh, still quite a few. Anyone been to a different country to visit a baby? Yes, Ed, up down the front here. We have someone who went to a different country. Where did you go to visit a baby?
New Zealand.
New Zealand. Okay, that's pretty much as far as you could possibly go to visit a baby. How did you get there?
By aeroplane.
By aeroplane. Okay. Our wise men travelled not by aeroplane. There were no aeroplanes to help them. We tend to think they travelled by camel, although, again, no camels in the Bible. We don't know that, but that's what we kind of tend to assume. And they took with them gifts. So those of you that have been to visit a baby, who took gifts to visit a baby? Okay, couple of people, what gifts did you take with you? If just put your hands up, Ed's going to randomly pick people.
Baby clothes.
Baby clothes, excellent. Okay. Got some down the front here.
Push chair.
A push chair. Yeah.
A baby play area.
A baby play area. Excellent. Those all strike me as pretty sensible gifts to take to a new baby. I started looking on the internet this week about royal babies and some of the gifts that they've been given. And actually what I found instead was when Prince George was born, one of our national newspapers published a list of suggested gifts you could take if you were visiting a baby and you wanted to make them feel like they were special, like they were a prince. And I've got a picture now of some of those gifts that were recommended. Okay. Was there for a minute? So on that picture, we had some rattles and baby toys. That sounds like quite a sensible gift to me. We've got a kind of blankety toy thing there, again, quite a sensible gift. We have a spoon. That spoon is a solid silver feeding spoon, a mere £150, if you wish to take that to a new baby. And then you can't really see it very well, but just at the top there we have a blanket. Now a blanket seems like a sensible gift to take to a new baby as well. That blanket is made of cashmere. Costs £220. Now, I don't have children, but I have met children. And I think the fact that you can't put it in the washing machine makes it possibly one of the most inappropriate baby gifts that's ever been suggested. Until we look at our story this morning and the gifts that the wise men took to a baby of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And hopefully we've got some pictures of that as well. It was hard to find pictures of frankincense and myrrh where they didn't look like dried fruit, but they may come up in a bit. So gold, frankincense, there we go, gold and frankincense and myrrh. What inappropriate gifts to take to a baby? Why would you take such things to a newborn baby? Well, the reason the wise men took those was because they knew exactly who that baby was. Remember, they asked, "Where is the King of the Jews?" They knew that this was a special baby. Now, there are two different theories about these gifts. One theory is that from where they came from their culture, from their country, these were traditional gifts to take to a royal baby. They knew that Jesus was a king, even though he wasn't in Jerusalem, he wasn't in the place where the palaces were. They still recognized that he was a king. The other theory is that each of those three things represents something different about Jesus. The gold represents that he's a king. The frankincense, that he is God God in human form. And the myrrh represents the fact that he was going to suffer, that Jesus was going to die for the people he loved. The wise men recognized that even when Jesus was a baby, and that's why they took those gifts as their worship to him. They'd have been costly gifts as well that they took. And at the beginning of this new year, we're going to be thinking about the gifts that we can give to Jesus, the gifts we can give to God as our worship to him. So I've also brought one of the gifts that I received for Christmas with me. This won't be at all distracting as I put a bobble hat on in the middle of church. There you go. My hat and my scarf. These were gifts I received from James, my husband, and they show that James knows me well. This isn't because I needed a hat and a scarf. I have many of both of those things. This is because this hat and scarf represents, a story really from the last few years in our lives. James has been into American football for some time. I really wasn't. But then they got some really good TV coverage of it in the UK. And after about a year of sitting watching it with me going, why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? Being really annoying. Why are they throwing the ball forward? Obviously, I spent more time watching rugby. Didn't understand it. Him explaining it to me, I started to realise I was enjoying it. And I confessed that I was enjoying it, which made him laugh a lot. And having decided I was enjoying it, I needed to choose a team to support. And obviously, I wasn't going to choose the same team that he supported, because where would be the fun in that? So I chose the New Orleans Saints, mainly because they're called the Saints, and that's cool. And they're quite a good team, fun to watch. So the New Orleans Saints became my team. And I'm quite pleased to say they're doing rather well at the moment. There's a chance they'll be in the Super Bowl, if any of you care, in a few weeks' time. There is also a chance that James's team will be in the Super Bowl in a few weeks' time as well. So the fact that he bought me this as a present shows how much he knows me. But there are things I could do with this present that wouldn't be particularly honouring to the person who bought them for me. We've already mentioned one of them. Joy mentioned it. How would James feel if this hat and this scarf that he'd put thought into stayed in the wrapper, in the bottom of a cupboard, even when Super Bowl was on, even when Saints were in the Super Bowl, it was in the cupboard. And he said to me, Marcia, where's your hat and scarf that I bought you? And I don't know. Don't know where I've done with it. That wouldn't be honouring to him, would it? And the gift that God has given us, he's given us to use, not to put away in a cupboard. It would also not be honouring to James if he came home from work one day and found me cleaning the windows with the scarf. After he'd fallen down in shock at me cleaning the windows, he would, what on earth are you using that scarf to clean the windows? Why would I do that? That's not what it was intended for. And God gives us gifts to do good things with, things that honour him and glorify him. And that's really what we're looking at doing this morning. The other thing that wouldn't be honouring to James would be if I came here and said to you, or just hide the label, actually, I made this. James didn't buy me this. I made it myself. I put this together. This comes from me. That's not honouring to him either. And the same thing's true of the gifts that God has given us. We use them not for our own glory, not to look at us, not for people to think that we're great, but for people to think that God is great. So our challenge this morning, maybe you've brought something with you to represent your gift, in which case you might want to have a little look at it now. If not, think about the gift that you have. I am going to take this off now because it's distracting me, if nobody else. How can you use them today, this week, this year, to bring glory to God? How can we use our gifts to do that? Now, in the interests of honesty over a good story, I do just need to share that James was slightly disappointed when I announced I'd chosen to support the New Orleans Saints because he doesn't dislike them enough to make a real rivalry. So, but hey. So, what are we going to use our gifts for this year? How are we going to use our gifts to glorify God? We're going to sing a song in a moment that is part of our prayer as we respond to this. I will offer up my life. The wise men brought gifts. They didn't just bring gifts, they brought gifts and they worshipped God. There's no reference of them singing. They worshipped God with everything that they had and everything that they were. And that's what the song that we're going to sing is all about. So we're just going to pray and then we're going to go into that song as our prayer as we respond. So let's pray and then we're going to sing that song together. So let's pray. Father, thank you for the gifts that you've given us. Thank you that each one of us has gifts that come from you. Help us all to think of ways we can use them to serve, worship, and glorify you in the coming year. In Jesus' name, amen.